The harrowing family toll of Australia's youth gambling crisis. In the midst of Australia's escalating youth gambling crisis, families are bearing the heavy burden of addiction's devastating consequences. Wendy's heart-wrenching story is just one example of how this epidemic is tearing lives apart. Her 22-year-old son, once a landscape apprentice, turned to gambling at the age of 18, catalyzed by his workplace environment and a boss deeply entrenched in the world of betting. The breaking point came on an Easter morning when Wendy's son, under the influence of alcohol and the grip of his gambling addiction, stole $2,800 from his girlfriend's savings account to place bets. The shock and anguish on his girlfriend's face were palpable as she discovered this betrayal. The fallout from his addiction didn't stop there. It shattered his relationship, leading to his girlfriend's departure, and plunged his parents into a financial abyss, with an estimated $25,000 spent trying to repay his gambling debts. Wendy's story is tragically emblematic of a broader issue. An investigation by Guardian Australia revealed a 16% increase in young people seeking help for gambling problems in the past financial year. Many are entering adulthood with crippling debt, fractured relationships, and severe depression. These alarming statistics have prompted MPs to demand an urgent parliamentary inquiry into the influence of harmful industries, including gambling, on children and young people. Parents like Wendy have begun sharing their heart-wrenching stories as they grapple with the harsh reality of their children's gambling addiction. A family's battle against gambling addiction. Despite Wendy and her husband's efforts to curtail their son's gambling, he often turned to friends for financial support, incurring interest charges that only deepened his debts. Furthermore, he resorted to money lending apps, compounding his financial woes. Wendy and her husband have now taken the drastic step of dipping into their savings to the tune of $55,000 to send their son to a live-in rehabilitation program for 1 month. The situation had deteriorated to a point where such a measure became a necessity. However, Wendy acknowledges her privilege in being able to afford this rehabilitation, highlighting the plight of countless other parents who lack the resources to do the same. Calls for stricter gambling regulations, particularly in advertising, are gaining momentum. Experts warn that celebrity endorsements, influencer marketing, and enticing promotions make gambling appear low risk and fun to young people, contributing to the crisis. In an age of online exposure, these factors are especially influential. The gambling industry's tactics, similar to the tobacco industry's strategies in the past, have raised concerns about political donations, corporate social responsibility initiatives, and lobbying. Transparency in meetings between government officials and gambling industry representatives has become a point of contention, with advocates for stricter regulations pushing for greater accountability. Alarming trends. Educators have also observed alarming trends among students. Online gambling games have become alarmingly normalized among high school students, with some as young as year 7 playing games designed like gambling machines. The COVID-19 pandemic exacerbated the issue, with students increasingly engaging in sports betting and monitoring cryptocurrency during class time. Related. Underage gambling prevalent among 16-year-olds in Ireland. Australia's youth gambling crisis is a multifaceted challenge that demands immediate action. Families like Wendy's are pleading for a more comprehensive approach, from stricter regulations to increased awareness and support for those affected. It's a crisis that extends beyond statistics and headlines, reaching into the homes and hearts of families across the nation.